Welcome back to the show. Been breaking it down, talking all things LSU, Alabama. Here's hoping the whistles don't have an impact on the game tomorrow. Hey, just saying, it has happened before in games in Tuscaloosa where those whistles have played a factor and gone the tide's way. But we've been talking about it. We've been having on some former LSU players all week, kind of the guys who were part of that 2011 team that last went into Tuscaloosa and got a win, the last LSU team to do so, at 2011 team. And one of the guys who was a big part of that team, one of the big pass catchers, was Reuben Randall, and he joins us now. Reuben, what's going on, man? Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. So let's catch everybody up. First off, you're one of my, if I had to pick a favorite person from Bastrop, Louisiana, that's probably you. What have you been up to these last couple of years? Obviously, you had a great run in the NFL, some very productive years, but what's been going on in your life these last couple of years?
I've just been a dad, really, man. I have a young son, 2 years old. I just took some time to be in his life and try to make him feel my presence. I know it's going to be a key part for me to be a big role in his life, and I don't want to miss these young years in his life too. We captured those moments. So, man, I just took a step away from the game. It was wearing me down a little bit to take on that role, but now I'm just trying to figure out a path or what I want to do, if I want to continue to play or move on to some other things. So I'm just figuring life out and just taking it day by day.
Yeah, we had Michael Ford on yesterday, and he's kind of doing the same thing, keeping in shape for the next time a team calls. And I was talking with him. I mean, we had the Alliance of American Football came up, the XFL is coming up, so it seems like it's not just the NFL, but there's more opportunities with some of these other leagues coming around. Obviously, the CFL, which a lot of you guys have taken a chance on as well, but it seems like also, man, with the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, that there's a big push to try to expand rosters and make them even bigger, and that could create even more opportunities for guys like you. So I guess it is about just staying in shape and keeping your body ready for the next time somebody calls, right?
Yeah, most definitely. That's always key. You never know when your chance is going to come, so got to make sure you're on top of your game, make sure you stay healthy, eat right, and take care of your body, so when the time comes, you prepare for it.
So take me back to 2009, man. I remember your recruitment, and it was a really big thing. It was kind of between you and Bryce Brown going back and forth as the best player in the country, and I think some of the recruiting services did have you as the best player in the country. But that was an interesting time for LSU because they had just won the national championship in 2008. How tough was your recruitment process, and how tough or how easy was it to say, hey, I'm going to LSU?
It was kind of tough, man. Just looking at everything, there was a lot of great schools out there that were willing to give me an opportunity. But being from Louisiana, I wanted to stay home and play for the LSU Tigers. I wanted to win it here in my home state. So I'm glad I did make that decision. I had some great years there. Wish they were a little different, but I'm happy the way things are, the relationships that I built and the memories that I created.
It's funny, Reuben, this week, obviously, it's depending on what polls you're looking at, 1-2, Alabama, LSU, it's so reminiscent of 2011, that game of the century. Obviously, things are different with the offenses this time around. Obviously, we'll expect more points to be scored in this one. But what do you remember about the 2 weeks leading up to that game? Obviously, you guys had, very similar, had just beat up on Auburn, but you had 2 weeks of build up and hype. How hard was it to avoid all the outside distractions and everything? And I guess, Coach Miles, it was incumbent on him to keep all you guys focused and ready with the task at hand and going into Tuscaloosa.
I would say it was that hard. He did a great job of keeping us focused on the things we needed to do. We had a mature group of guys. I think we all were confident in what we were able to do and staying focused on the things to go out there and attack Alabama to come out with a win. Unfortunately, offensively, we didn't get things going as good as we wanted to, but we had some big moments in that game where we were able to move the ball and get some points on the board to able to win that game.
Yeah, we talked with Michael Ford yesterday, and he said it seemed like in the second half when Jared threw the two picks, and then Coach Miles switched to Jordan and started running the ball and kind of running the option, and that's where Ford right. and company kind of had a little bit more success moving the ball and moving the chains. But man, I mean, the man of the hour that day was Drew Alamo with the three field goals, and obviously making the big one in overtime. But what do you remember most about that game? What stands out in your memory most from that night?
Man, just the way that both defenses played, man. I think they were all did a great job game planning for those 2 weeks, been prepared for each offense. I know I was enjoying watching my defense go out there and make plays. I definitely remember the E-Reed interception. That was a big turning point in the game for us. Just those guys flying around making some plays, man. It was great to see. I wish we could do a lot more offensively, but Coach Saban did a great job game planning for us. He took the pass game away from us. He took things we wanted to do away. And we did a great job adjusting to the run. Like you said, coming back with the option. And that kind of threw him off balance a little bit. So they kind of sprung us a little bit to get some plays going and get some more points on the board.
Yeah, I saw the replay of that again yesterday. I still don't know how Eric Reed ripped that ball away and came down with it on the interception. But look, Ruben, it's so crazy how different things have changed over the course of the years. And the big offseason hiring of Joe Brady to come in and turn this LSU passing game into something that we've never seen. How surprised are you by Joe Burrow and this high-flying offense at LSU? One, and two, how much would you have liked to play in a system like this? Because I got to think you guys would have been unstoppable.
I actually was up at the school yesterday talking with the guys, and everyone was saying the same thing. Like, man, we wish you had that offense when you were here. And it's a phenomenal, man. I was sat in the room with the guys to go over. They was going over the red zone and everything, and things he created for those guys to have opportunity to make plays this week is going to be phenomenal to see. So I'm actually excited to sit down and watch the game and see how it all works out. I think we've got a great opportunity to go in there and win. So I'm ready to look forward to that.
What do you think? I mean, looking at this offense, man, and it just feels like the wide receivers they get open and so easily, whether it's Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Terrace Marshall, these guys get separation so well, and Joe does a great job of recognizing where they're going to be and puts the ball right there, and that's obviously signs of him being able to be a good NFL quarterback, showing those skills and those traits. But if you're Saban and you're trying to stop them defensively, I mean, what can they do defensively, Alabama, you think, to try to combat this high-flying offense?
Honestly, I don't know. I was out there watching those guys yesterday. It's a great group of guys, man. They're very talented. I don't know what coverage he's going to be able to throw at them and stop them. As long as Joe's getting that ball out quickly and not allowing the pressure to distract them on his reads and just getting the ball in those guys' hands, there's not really much you can do. That's a special group of guys out there. Very talented once they get the ball in the hand as well. So, once they're out there executing, it's off me to say what defense you can throw out there to stop those guys.
It is crazy, though. I mean, the numbers that these guys are putting up, we're looking at the numbers. And, I mean, obviously, think of all the tremendous receivers LSU has had throughout the years, from you to Brandon LaFell to Dwayne Bowe. I mean, all the big names that have come through there. And we're watching these guys getting ready to shatter some of those records of guys like you that have put up throughout the years. It's crazy, but it also, just like we said, speaks to what LSU fans have been wanting out of this offense for so many years and kind of living in the stone ages. I'll ask you a prediction for tomorrow. Do you see LSU going in and getting it done, considering the fact Alabama's only lost four home games in the last 11 years? Now, you guys were one of those in 2011, but it's so hard to get a win there. But I do feel like Joe Burrow, being the leader in the Heisman race right now, he can be the difference maker.
I most definitely agree with you there. I do. I feel like those guys are confident. I was around, like I said, I was around yesterday. No one seemed nervous. Everybody was loose, acting like it was like a normal game. That's what you want to see going into this week. You don't want to overthink things. Just want to go out there and take the same approach that you take with a game without. Just trying to go out there and get a win. So, as long as those guys stay focused on what they need to do, the coaches give them a great game plan to go out there and execute. I feel very confident in those guys coming out with a victory.
Talking with former LSU wide receiver Ruben Randall. Before I let you go, Ruben, just a quick thought on the NFL. It was interesting watching the Giants in the draft this year. They go get Daniel Jones out of Duke, and I think a lot of people were critical of the move. But once we saw him in the preseason and throughout training camp, I think a lot of people said, okay, this guy might be the real deal. You played with Eli. Obviously, he's had a tremendous career, a handful of Super Bowl rings and all that. But it had to be a little just – it was tough to watch, right, with them eventually benching him and just seeing him on the sideline. And, you know, I don't know how much longer his career will go, and obviously it's nearing the end. But was it difficult at all to see Eli and them, you know, almost like moving on in a different era of Giants football starting now?
Well, no, Eli, I'm pretty sure he knew the time was coming eventually. But I'm sure he still wants to get out there and play. I know his heart is in New York, so – I don't know if he's ever going to want to leave there or go somewhere else eventually, but the role he's accepted now, I don't. He's the perfect guy for that. He's going to be able to teach Daniel, who was a great talent as well. I can see from the games I watch, we can just tone up his little mistakes that he do make. He's a young guy. He's just trying to understand the game, but I think he would get better over time, and Eli can help him understand that from his experiences throughout his years in the league. So I don't know what he's going to do, unfortunately, but I'm sure he can figure it out. He's Eli Manning. I'm pretty sure there's going to be plenty of opportunity for him to find somewhere in the league he can play, if not in New York. So I just wish both of those guys the best of luck.
Yeah, and I already saw Cooper's son is tearing it up as a freshman in high school in New Orleans already. I'm like, man, the Manning legacies will continue on for decades to come. Last thing for you, Ruben. Man, this offseason with Cleveland, I know things have not gone well for them as far as their offense so far. But, man, I kept saying with Odell and Jarvis there, Ruben Randall will make a great number three wide receiver. Let's get the whole LSU squad back together.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that at all, man. That'd be a great, great thing. But Cleveland got some things to get under control over there, man. Their situation doesn't look too good. So they got to, I guess, figure things out or what they want to do with those guys. From my friend's standpoint that I'm at now, they don't really get those two in the game involved enough. But who am I to say? I don't know everything that's going on in the building. But I know moving forward, they have to find some type of way to get those two involved. They're two great talents, man, to help the team win. So eventually, I think they'll figure it out. Because I think everyone in the league knows that they're better than the numbers that they're putting up now. And it'll be better for the league to see those guys out there shining.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it was great to I read a piece in SB Nation a couple weeks ago kind of talking about you and your journey through the NFL and kind of what happened there in New York and why you were so productive and how it just kind of ended so quickly. And I thought it was an interesting piece from SB Nation. And look, man, I speak for everybody down here in Southern Louisiana where we say we're rooting for you, man, and hoping that you get another chance, obviously, somewhere else and something else comes along the way. And best of luck to you, man. And you're probably my favorite Ruben that spells your name the way you do. So I appreciate you taking some time. Really appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ruben Randall there joining us here on Sports 1280. Great stuff with him. And yeah, it's funny. We've heard that narrative from a lot of the guys, former LSU players, like, yeah, I would have liked to have played in this offensive system. Don't get me wrong. We had some great years, won a lot of games, but man, it would have been nice to have played in this system with Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger. It's the Chris Gordy Show, Sports 1280. You need to grab a break. We'll come back more, and we'll take your phone calls. If you want to get any air predictions for LSU Alabama tomorrow, 260-1280.